Healthcare professionals serving Indigenous populations in several states, as well as Canada and New Zealand, are taking part in the first ever telehealth palliative care symposium being coordinated by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's Cancer Planning Program. Christine DeCourtney is the ANTHC Cancer Program Manager. She says the virtual discussion taking place over 3 days is bringing together a wide range of international health professionals who are addressing the care requirements of people facing terminal or life-limiting disease. DeCourtney says Indigenous people oftentimes are mixing Western medicine and traditional beliefs.
And it's so important to allow them to practice those beliefs, but support them with Western medicines and care.
Alaska Native Medical Center oncologist Dr. Greg Marino says participants have broached subjects such as accessing long-term care in remote locations and the unique cultural imperatives of treating patients in Native communities. Marino says dealing with stress for the family members of critically ill patients is another concern.
Compassion fatigue and if you will, provider burnout is huge. And how do we take care of ourselves? And who is there to help take care of us? And how do we take care of each other? That's going to be another important topic that will be covered.
Marino says the proper management of symptoms and pain is a big component of palliative care.
You have to continuously manage the pain medication the way you would manage diabetic medications or hypertensive medications or medications for asthma. You need to continuously manage that. And that's where the training for our students and residents has broken down. They don't really see that. They see the snapshot of the patient, but not the continuum of care.
Marino says simple solutions are often overlooked in favor of new discoveries, such as working with medical students to raise awareness about the cheap and effective drug morphine for severe or chronic pain. He says students often express fear of this old pain medicine when he questions them about its use.
And what's the maximum dose that this patient can take in a 24-hour period? And they get out their iPhones or palms and try to look that up. And I said, there is no maximum dose. The dose is what it is to take care of the pain. And it's that kind of training, that kind of experience that we really need to mainstream for people to get over their fear and anxiety about using these drugs.
Christine DeCourtney says, although pain management is number one, understanding how to take care of mind and spirit is also crucial. She says people often find healing in their family home.
For him to be home, even if it's in a drafty house without as much care, he gets as much healing from that as someone that might decide they want nice white sheets in a house with people coming in every day to help. You can't measure the importance of people being in familiar surroundings with people they know in other lives and things that are comforting to them as a true medicine that can make people that are nearing the end of life or have a chronic illness feel better.
The symposium wraps up tomorrow. Resources and all discussion materials will be online. You can find the link at our website, aprn.org.